think my biggest difficulties with guidance and prayer have been because my schedule is not the same as God's.
Our feelings are very fluctuating and ephemeral, aren't they? But dwelling on the faithfulness and the love and the mercy of God is always safe because He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of challenge and commitment. Here's your friend, Elizabeth Elliott.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking today about faith and God's timing. I read you a marvelous letter last week from a young woman who had had her heart broken and felt that she had lost her last opportunity for the real man that she wanted to marry. And she told how she had written to me for advice, and she felt the advice I gave her was much too cautious. I was telling her not to make any plans or get her hopes up until she had that ring on her finger. Well, in God's time, that man disappeared, and after a long interval, the right man came along. I think if you look back on some of your more foolish prayers in your younger days, you may realize that God's timing has been perfect. What if you had married all the boyfriends that you thought were the most wonderful dreamboats in the world? And I date myself when I use the word dreamboat, I guess. That's what we called them back in the 40s. I guess they're hunks or something now. I don't know what the word is, but it's wonderful. It's a mercy of God, isn't it, that He does say no to an awful lot of our prayers because He loves us, because He knows that the prayer that we're praying would lead to disaster. Not long ago, I was sitting on a plane reading a huge pile of letters from Gateway to Joy. I didn't count them, but oh, how I was cheered and strengthened by the testimony of God's faithfulness. Here's one of those letters. Even though your program is only 15 minutes each day, those minutes have become one of the most important times of my day. Until I married a wonderful Christian man 2 years ago, I was an intensely career-oriented person with very masculine behavior and views. It was awful. Two people had full-time competing careers, and the house was a wreck. I feel I was greatly influenced by a severely dysfunctional upbringing and lack of Christian women role models, as well as the secular women's liberation hype. Your program has dearly helped me learn about the marvelous role God has for a Christian woman. It has not been easy to reprogram myself, but bit by bit, I can see my life improving, my marriage becoming more secure and orderly, and true contentment taking place. I've often heard you say that you receive letters complaining that your views are old-fashioned and out of date. I find your message is quite enriching and appropriate in today's times. God's way works best. I currently work at home as a wife, homemaker, soon-to-be mother, and a consultant and computer graphics designer. Thank you for your encouragement. Well, thank you, Karen, for writing that lovely letter. And when I read these letters, I hope that you don't feel that the primary reason is to toot my horn, but just to give support to some of the things which may seem very strange to some of you younger people. And I am old, so the letters that I read are very often from young people, people in your own generation. You need to know that there are others with the same ideas. You need to know that there are many who are seeking to do what God's Word says and not what the world says at the quotation of the day. Faith and God's timing. In Pamela Reeve's little book, Faith Is, page 19 says, faith is recognizing that God is the Lord of time when my idea of timing doesn't agree with His. There are hundreds of stay-at-home mothers, thousands, must be tens of thousands. I don't know what the statistics are, but many women are making new decisions to stay at home after they've been out in the work world. Some mothers are asking the question, am I wrong to keep the baby in church? Ought I to put the baby in the nursery? One young mother actually wrote me that specific question. She wants the baby to learn to sit still in church, as my mother made us do. There were no nurseries in those days, no junior churches. Are we weird, writes another mother, because we have no TV? Another writes, is cross-stitching a waste of time? Well, I think needlework, which I am not very good at. I used to sew my own clothes, and I love doing that, but I've never been any good at fancy stitching and that sort of thing. But they are such womanly, such ladylike activities. Are they therefore to be despised? Ought not women to have quiet things to do, like cross-stitching? I would never say that it's a waste of time. Only you know whether you're wasting time doing it when you should be doing something else that God has given you to do. But there comes a time to sit down quietly and do something like that. One strange letter said that I was guilty of illegal surveillance, a pornographic crime. She accused me of spying on her life electronically through this radio program. I have yet to figure out just how that works. Well, I do get all kinds of letters. I just threw that one in for your interest. On to today's subject, God's timing. I think my biggest difficulties with guidance and prayer have been because my schedule is not the same as God's. And we can find that in the Bible, too. You remember when Lazarus died, Martha said, if you had been here, Lord, if you had been here. His timing seemed off. If you had been here, my brother would not have died. But then look at God's timing. When he was tired and sat down by a well, along came a woman who needed him. She didn't know she needed him. And then he saw right through her. And when he put his finger on the sin in her life, thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, she was incredulous and realized that she was talking to a prophet. And she raced back home and told all her friends to come and meet the man who had told her everything she'd ever done. You know that wonderful little story of when Kish's donkeys got lost? And Kish sent out his son Saul to look for the donkeys. And it was because the donkeys got lost that Saul was anointed as king. He ran into the prophet Samuel, and Samuel anointed him as king. Talk about God's timing. A year or so ago, I was going to go out to California to spend a couple of weeks, and I knew that I was going to miss my computer. So I had decided to buy a small laptop computer to take with me, and I had prayed and had actually ordered it and prayed that it would get there on time. It didn't come on time. So I went ahead to California. I found out that I could rent the same kind of computer for a very reasonable price for a couple of weeks and try it out. I did so and discovered that it wasn't what I really wanted. So I could see that God had answered my prayer with a no, because he knew that I wasn't going to want it. I got a better answer. Ann Kimmel wrote a book called I Gave God Time, telling how God had brought into her life when she was in her late 30s her husband, Will Anderson, a man who had told the Lord when he was in his early 20s that he would wait as long as necessary for the woman that God would choose for him. I think of Jan Wismer. She had some heartbreaks, too. And she had lost what I suppose she felt was her last chance. And along came Lauren Wismer, that wonderful man that she raves about, to whom she is now married and who is the father of their little girl, Christiana. I had a letter just yesterday from a woman who had been trying desperately to get through to her brother who was overseas on the telephone. She could not get through to him. She tried three times, and she was praying and praying and praying that the Lord would enable her to get through to the man who could give him a message. Her brother didn't have a phone. She would have to send a message. Well, On the fourth try, when she finally got through and started to give the message to the man, he said, "Oh, your brother's right here." There's God's timing. Faith is recognizing that God is the Lord of time when my idea of timing doesn't agree with his. I'm sure that all of you can think of examples where God's timing has proved to be far better than yours would have been. God is the Lord of time. In the fullness of time, the Bible says, God sent his Son. He sent him into a particular village at a particular time when his mother and his earthly father, Joseph, had to come to that village because of the census that was being taken. Even politics, even the machinations of government are under the Lord of time. He is never late. He is never early. His management of the solar system is perfectly timed, predictably accurate. The rising and ebbing of the tides, exactly to the minute of the little card that I keep on my desk. We live on the ocean, and I love watching the tides rise and fall. The positions of the constellations. Just last night, Lars and I were standing in the window, and right there, just as it were, framed perfectly in the window, was Orion, exactly where it belonged on exactly that date. Waiting patiently for the Lord is a necessary discipline for all of us, to stay our thoughts, fix our expectations on him. Wait on the Lord, not on anyone else, because he is the Lord of time. And my times, I'm very thankful to say, are in his hands.
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.